I've got a real problem because I have a meeting with Charlie in about 13 minutes on ST budgets.
Right, fine. Okay, well, I can...
What we could do is continue later this afternoon or just schedule again if you want to continue.
That will probably be easier because I've got some meetings back in the museum.
Fine, because I'll make time for this kind of stuff because I think it's important.
Right, I was going to say that there seem to be a number of people centrally involved in the WIFPIC. I think there was a meeting at Goddard where they had a science workshop.
That's right. That was the first time I ever saw Westfall take on Giacconi in public. The Institute, well, it's public knowledge that the Institute proposed an advanced radio camera, so-called advanced radio camera. And as soon as they did that, as far as I'm concerned, almost at a legal sense, they should have stepped out of any discussions at all about clones, WIFPICs, or advanced radio cameras. And that whole situation was very regrettable because a lot of things went on there, a lot of conflict of interest were showing, and I just wish science could be cleaner than that. It was obvious that the Institute would have liked to have built an advanced radio camera. The trouble was, and again this is public knowledge, is that depending on who you believe, the advanced radio camera that they proposed could be better by factors of 2 to 10 over the WIFPIC clone. The argument was that's only true if we fix the CCDs on the WIFPIC clone. That is, make them uniformly thin, get rid of the QEH problem, and all that stuff. And they would argue that, well, that's a detector development program. Well, that's crap, frankly, because TI's already produced uniformly thin CCDs, and they're already in the stockpile. All right. But the real issue was on the ASI selection. You were looking at generic capabilities in the infrared, which were 1,000, 10,000 times better than you could do on the ground. Generic capability improvements of factors of 100 to 1,000 in the spectrographs that were proposed, and 2 to 10 in the cameras. Well, the peer reviewers themselves did not evaluate the priority of individual proposals, but they did evaluate the generic importance to science of the various generic capabilities. You know, infrared, UV optical spectrographs, and cameras came out in that order. And we had enough money to support three. We couldn't pick between the infrareds, so we took two infrareds in this disc.
I think I was always one of the big talking points in the phase CD selection about going for infrared the next time. And there were lots of battles to keep the capability on, the infrared capability on ST, I think.
I think the unknown value of ST, if history proves this, I think it will, is going to be the science that's done in the 8,000 to 2.5 micron region. I spent 4 days with 16 peer reviewers, four of which were infrareders, 12 which were UV optical people, and I can guarantee you the 12 UV optical people came into the meeting assuming that it was going to be a camera and a spectrograph. They went out voting unanimously for the infrared instrument. That 4 days was a better scientific education for me than the standard AAS meeting. I learned more about, and so did the peer reviewers who are practicing research astronomers, about infrared astronomy than we probably ever dreamed was possible. And some of the reviewers on that team did an excellent job of just identifying just what is the promise of the near infrared for ST in terms of infant galaxies. It's just amazing. I mean, some of the things we say we're going to do with ST, frankly, aren't going to be done until we have those infrared instruments.
I wonder if also the infrared has taken on an extra importance with ST, because I think Jeff Rosenthal was talking in Houston at the AAS, and he said that they were looking towards CERT in late 90s.
CERTIV and ST do very different things. To optical astronomers, they don't think much of the infrared, and maybe this is an oversimplification. I mean, what can you do? 1 to 2 microns, well, 1 to 2 microns is really 10,000 to 20,000 angstroms. It's a big wavelength area. Moreover, the kind of things we're talking about and the Z's we're talking about, redshifts we're talking about, a lot of awfully important phenomena are going to be redshifted into that region. And I just think people have ignored it over the years. I think most of the people involved in the ST program are optical astronomers. Regrettably, most optical astronomers don't understand infrared, don't understand X-ray, as X-ray astronomers don't understand optical infrared, and so on. The formal advice from the Institute was that we should have selected a camera as our first priority. However, the Institute proposed a camera. This is one case where the Institute's advice was in total disagreement with the community, and we chose to ignore the Institute advice. Because I might add that among these 16 peer reviewers, we had ex-presidents of the AAS, directors of major observatories, members of the Science Working Group, PIs. I would challenge anybody to refute the quality of this peer review group. In fact, the NASA management review of the peer review process made special note of the fact that this was the kind of review we wish we could do all the time, where we had twice as many peer reviewers as proposals, and where we had people that were just absolutely top quality. I mean, literally, AAS presidents, directors of observatories, and all that. And that's in the permanent record, but it's in the permanent record that'll never be seen by anybody because the proceedings of these meetings are locked up tight forever. You know, that's the steering committee, the Space Science and Application Steering Committee. That's the committee of senior executives in the government that look over our selections to make sure that we haven't done anything illegal and we've done everything proper. And the value of that committee is that in the history of NASA, there's never been a successful challenge to any selection.
Right. So just from my knowledge of what went on earlier in the program, there would be, say, technical reviews at Goddard and Marshall to check feasibility.
Showstoppers.
Right.
And the Institute was involved directly with those reviews. And the thing there was, is there anything about these instruments? They're too big, they'll never fit into the ST, they require too much power, the cryogens will only last 30 milliseconds, whatever. Okay, that review showed nothing. In fact, you could argue that review was a waste of time because nothing was dropped. So we took all eight proposals to full peer review. And so the final priorities of the peer review were, as I said, and then the steering committee looks at the recommendations that Charlie and I come up with as to what we can afford, which is budget-oriented, of course, and they say, yeah, you made the right decision. And
so that's
then we announced
the
it.
Say-so, and that's the approval.
The steering committee is the final. The steering committee is a headquarters committee. I'm a member of that committee, and people like me, you know, branch chiefs and division directors only. And they recommend to BERT what to sign. And, of course, no AA has ever overturned a steering committee recommendation. You know, the 20 people on this committee, you know. And they're hellish meetings. I mean, they go on for days. You know, they go into the nitty-gritty of things. So that was a major accomplishment, I think, getting those ASIs selected. I mean, I started off the steering committee just relating some history that to the day, in fact, 4 or 5 years previous, Dave LaCrone and I got together with Bob O'Dell to start writing the AO, which was going to go out in a year back then. And then the history of AO slips and shuttle list slips and getting those things, if I had to, in my 8 years at NASA, the two things I think I have accomplished that I'm most proud of is getting those ASIs selected and getting a GO budget for ST in the budget that's reasonable. All right, so I'd probably rate the ASI thing over anything else because I think that would have been just pushed out forever if somebody didn't really take it and run with it, because there's a lot of inertia in the system to start new things, especially on something you've already got like ST. There's a lot more push and support to go out and sell things like AXAF and CERTIV as opposed to enhancing things you've already got like ST. But
okay, I guess we're getting close to your time.
Yeah, let me just make a quick call and see if Charlie's on schedule. You can shut the table off for a second.